traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We're all on a wave of abstinence. It's in my Instagram bio. That's how serious I am about it.
I mean, you're focused on the creation right now. That takes a lot of energy.
I prefer to be creating babies.
What do you, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right now?
Yeah. No. We're rolling right now.
Oh, wait. So you're the fastest man on the planet.
Yes.
And you're going to the 2020 Olympics, right?
Word has it that that's not happening.
They're
now.
Not happening.
2020. Everything's canceled. Everything. And also the 2020 Olympics, because I said I would be doing those, are in Tokyo. So can't go back there. Double negative for me. Most importantly, I'm also not athletic enough to run in the Olympics. Welcome back to Impulse, the number one podcast in the world. Weird times. Weird times. Look at Mike giggling. He knows the energy is weird.
No, because I got Groundhog Day. Because we just did that whole open once. It wasn't recorded.
We did the open again because none of our regular employees are here. My assistant, Danny, is running the soundboard. She is our sound engineer. Danny, you're amazing.
Diversified talent right there.
Our producer, Dylan, has turned into pillows.
Of animals that have unfortunately passed.
And then, Andre, if you do a little swivel, the garage is completely in shambles. If you saw the last vlog, we put a kiddie pool in the garage. We jumped in it. Water spilled everywhere. Mold and mildew started to fill the house. I'm allergic to mildew. Matt couldn't breathe in his lungs.
Could not breathe at all.
We had to take the carpet out. It's a fucking disaster.
Garage door's open. First podcast of all time where the garage door is open for the podcast.
I don't even want to point out the echo because I feel like if I say it, then you'll start to hear it. But I can hear this echo happening in the house.
Because
you just did that. You just pointed out.
Yeah, I did exactly what I said I wouldn't do.
Because of lack of carpet, yeah?
Yeah,
acoustics have changed.
Acoustics are... These are weird fucking times.
Times have changed.
Like, at what point does it go from joking around in the vlog, like, I'm losing my mind, to actually losing our mind and ripping out my perfectly good, mildewy carpet now?
The good news is you can only see crazy from a distance. So, like, when you're in it, you're never going to recognize that you're slowly spiraling downwards and deteriorating until it's, like,
you live with me.
Yeah.
In the past week, have you looked me in the eyes and said, I'm worried about this kid?
Every day, but I say it silently to myself because I'm just, like, the show is so entertaining. I love to watch you just, like, implode. It's amazing.
It's self-implosion.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's horrifying. What about you?
You asked at what point does it stop being a joke for the vlogs and become real, and unfortunately, we're there. I mean, everybody watching this, I'm sure, knows by now, but we've reached a point where we are part of an unprecedented event in human history. This is no longer a hoax from the Democrats, which it was called by our Supreme Leader in Chief. It is not a, might happen type thing. We are, along with the rest of the world, billions of people on lockdown in the midst of a pandemic that will define our lives quite literally.
Yeah.
It will
totally.
The economic fallout, the business closures, the unemployment, the death toll will potentially change our lives. I've got some articles here, but go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, it's crazy how really truly viral this thing has gone. Like, this has affected the way the whole world is moving. I'm not saying this from a pretentious point of view, but I'm very blessed that we are able to do this and work from home and make videos. And although, I'm complaining about being locked at home, like, we have a nice place to stay. I have so much empathy, and I actually feel immense sadness for the people who are really struggling. And it's not just like, oh, I'm bored. It's like, I'm losing my job. I cannot tend to my family. My kids aren't being educated because they're not in school right now. Like, there are some people out there with some serious fucking problems right now because of this disease.
There's some good things coming out of this, though. I've seen, like, my brother, who's 16, is taking all of his classes online. He does not have to go to school right now. I mean, it's obviously not the same.
Can you imagine if this is the catalyst for a change in the education system?
And Spencer finally wins. Spencer finally wins because of the coronavirus.
I'm telling you guys, this is a time of change. Everything is going to be different. We're going to realize that no one has to go to work anymore. They can do everything from their computer.
I saw a tweet like that today.
You can just do anything that you want.
Yeah. There's a lot. The internet is a microcosm, a macrocosm now of groupthink. And some of the tweets are really, there's a lot of tweets about the education system. There's a lot of tweets about people being able to work from home, and a lot of jobs can actually do that. So, you know, when all the shit is over, you go to work and you're like, hey, can I do this from home if your boss is being an asshole and says like, no. Sorry, I worked remotely for 3 months, however long this pandemic stint is, it's possible. And that's the scariest part to me. I don't know how long this shit is going to last. Like, 2 days ago, we all kind of looked at each other and we're like, this might not be the 4 weeks that was originally talked about.
People are saying it could last as long as weeks, months. I'm reading an article here from Nobel laureate, Michael Levitt on Los Angeles Times. He is taking the converse angle and saying that the data does not support such a dire scenario, especially in areas where reasonable social distancing measures are in place. Basically saying that we are overextending. And so,
this is from LA Times.
From LA Times. Yeah. And so I saw a press conference with a woman, I think she was from the CDC the other day, where she said, if we leave this lockdown saying to ourselves, wow, we locked down and nothing even happened, the lockdown worked. The reason this pandemic does not become a killer of millions is because of the very practice that we are all practicing right now, which is quarantine, self-isolation, lockdown. That is the only thing that is going to stop this pandemic. It's not going to be the vaccines. Vaccines, they find it will take years to roll out enough vaccines. Yo,
think about that too. Best case scenario, like, because this thing doesn't just go away. We can flatten the curve as much as possible. Mm-hmm. But even if we do discover a cure, distributing that to hundreds of millions of Americans in a reasonable amount of time.
No way. Are you fucking kidding me?
No shot.
They said they can produce 100,000 a month.
At what point do we just give up, dude? Like, I'm just kidding. Please don't clip that. But at what point is it like Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh my God, dude.
I got what she was trying to say. She just said it in a really bad way. She's like, we're all going to die.
No. You got to at least quote her proper. She said, people are going to die. People are going to die.
And while she's right, just a little too pessimistic for me.
Do you think she was drunk? Because that's tough to just like go on a Twitter rant and say that on a video.
I don't know. I also have to slightly feel for her a little bit. Like she was just word vomiting on live, and something came out of her mouth that a lot of people did not like.
I bet you that's been happening a lot. IG live sessions are up. Everybody's going IG live, and you know, as people who have done 160 some odd shows here, we are pretty wise about the things that come out of our mouth, but even we fall victim to our own, you know, rush and expedition sometimes. So I can imagine that people who are not as versed and as trained in long form content could fuck up quite a bit. And we saw that with her. I mean, people are gonna die. People are gonna die. I was like, wow, she said that.
Can we recreate that? I mean, starring you.
We just did. Oh, the whole thing.
The whole thing starring
from the night show.
Yeah.
A lot of celebs were roasting her. I saw Sophie Turner roasted her.
Should we pull the video up or not?
I don't want. I had that moment in my mind where I was like, "This is funny. Maybe I'll mention it in my vlogs." Sad, yeah. But it's at what point are we bullying Vanessa Hudgens for saying some dumb shit? Like,
you're right.
Leave her alone. Let her be. But yeah, I don't see how this could go away anytime soon. And here we are complaining, me, you know, I'm going to call myself out for being a little bitch. Here we are complaining about being locked away and having to stay home and being bored. Dude, our ancestors, our grandparents got drafted
Oh yeah, they didn't have a choice, man.
They got sent to war.
Yeah,
that they had again. They had real problems. Our problems, like yo, we have to stay home and watch Netflix. Woe is me, dude.
I wonder what these military veterans are thinking right now. I mean, they definitely have the like preparation skills.
This is where the people who are like doomsday prepping and preparing for the worst are not being laughed at anymore. Dude, I started watching Doomsday Preppers on Netflix, among the many shows that we're binge watching right now. By the way, Sons of Anarchy, great show. I'm catching up on it. Doomsday Preppers. Oh my God.
That's like the only thing you're watching right now.
Dude, this show is insane. Why did no one tell me this is the best show on the internet? These people are fucking crazy. But now they're the ones who are laughing at us. The things these people are preparing for and the things they'll do to bug out should the situation arise is absolutely incredible to me. First of all, I don't know where any of them get the money. Second off, most of these people I feel like are not 100% mentally sane.
Okay.
And so some of their plans go off on weird tangents that make absolutely no... Like, dude, this one guy was like, well, if this happens and this happens, we can just go in the boat. Put on our ghillie suits and we're everyone will think we're a log floating down the river. I'm like, bro, you got you and your two sister wives in a canoe going 3 miles an hour. Everyone can fucking see you. And
they didn't look like a log.
They did not look like a log.
Yo, admit that you're paranoid.
No.
He's chilling. He's chilling like Joe Rogan chilling.
What was up with buying that property out in the middle of nowhere?
That was 6 years ago.
Did you know something we didn't know?
No, I didn't. But now I will say that I have that. I love the idea of being prepared. And I would recommend everyone have at least half of a plan B. But we were talking about this and one of my concerns and qualms about the Doomsday Preppers Wisemarkers here from Jake's camp with a face mask. Shit. Does he not know that we are on extreme fucking lockdown?
Yeah. And that worked out well, though, for that kid that was like trying to take your picture.
So, that was the worst. Fan goes, hey, Logan, big fan, man. Can I take a picture? I go, are you fucking crazy? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, coronavirus. And then I was like, hold up your phone. And so from like 20 feet away, he held up his phone and we made a video. It sucks, dude. But yeah, Doomsday Preppers. Yeah. So they put so much emphasis on bugging out and going to their location, the safe house. Mm-hmm. When I'm wondering, like, ditching my house is like last resort. That's worst case scenario. This is home base. And so I think I'd rather double down on my homestead rather than hoping that I can make it to some offsite location,
remote island,
through traffic, through means of aerial travel, like whatever. Gas. Yeah, like
some of them did it. Some of them bought like compounds. Like one dude bought a compound that was owned by like the military at some point and fully fortified, and he just has to go into the center of his home and put up the bat shields over the fucking windows. Yeah. I mean, this show's crazy.
Yeah,
a lot of the questions we have are. Where do these people get this fucking money? I mean, these people spend massive amounts of fucking money on this shit. It's wild. But the other question he had the other day, which was a big one, is say they're right and they bug out. They grab their wife. They bring all the fucking dog food and the dog and all the bows and arrows and the fucking extra lighters to this remote island. Then what? Their whole life has been dedicated to prepping for doomsday. What do they do when doomsday comes? What does their life become? They fulfilled their one goal in life.
That's my biggest concern. Their life purpose. Like I said, 80% of the people that I'm watching on the show are not mentally there.
Yeah.
So when they do the thing that they've been preparing to do their whole life, now you have no purpose. Now what? Are you supposed to become a regular human? Do you prep again for some sort of catastrophe?
Prep again?
That's what I'm saying. Like and worst case scenario, bro. let's say. Because I'm assuming a lot of these people during this current situation have already bugged out. Let's say they dipped. Wow. They've left their house. They went to their offsite location, the safe house. In a year, they're going to come back. Their house has been pillaged and looted because there was no one there to guard it. And all of us are good. Mm-hmm. They're like, how was it? We were like, I don't know. We just like stayed inside and listened. And like, we're fine. But now you have no job. And you've been disconnected for a year. Now what?
Well, their belief is that when they come back, we're not fine. That's their belief. Their belief is when this economic meltdown or the EMP that takes out all of our cars or this biological weapon goes off, their belief is we are all dead. We do not have the capabilities that they have. We don't have the firepower. We don't have the resources, the food, so that we're all gone. And so there's always been another question in my mind and in the back of some other people's minds.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Do you want to survive the apocalypse? Do you want to? And I'm, this is not me putting any spin on it. I'm asking you guys for now, at least.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the lone survivors in a world of, yes, of biological meltdown? Every person you know is dead. Their flesh is rotted off. The food, the food is molded and turned to shit. All of your animals are turned into mutant zombie dogs and are trying to rip your organs out. Like, do you want to still be here?
Short answer, yes. The Book of Eli was a great movie, and I feel like that would be like us. Like, we'd have some, I'm telling you, bro, we got a great team around us. Yeah, but
you think so?
Yeah.
You really think so? What about when I tell you that it's Book of Eli,
yeah,
it's us versus them, but the them is Dom Rosso, the Navy SEALs, Tim Clemente, and that entire squad?
The good news is we're already friends with them.
Great point. Great point. We have created some great alliances. We have some great relationships. We have we have some insane resources in LA and abroad. Great point. Just saying, if it ends up me, you, Logan, and David, the German videographer, Lana Rhodes, she's great.
Yeah.
She's fucking great. I don't know. Babe, can you cook at all?
Yeah. There's no way. What can you cook?
Prove it.
Well, babe, what can you cook? I saw you try to cook salmon at the house the other day. It looked like a chalkboard. You had no pants on?
That makes sense. She doesn't cook with pants, she's saying. That's fine. No, she cooks her pants?
Here's the deal.
I can't follow.
Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Long story short, if we make it to the apocalypse, end of the world type stuff, and someone wants to kill me, and I die, what can I do? But the thing for me is I want to continue to live, and I want to see everything that this world has to offer.
I'm the same.
But by the way, I'm with you.
I will do most things to protect my family, my friends, and my homestead. Mm-hmm. But also, what are we doing? This conversation is so hypothetical. The one thing I even noticed about this corona stuff in this sort of post-apocalyptic vibe that like we're all kind of feeling in a very mild sense. Mm-hmm. Is I don't
pre-apocalyptic.
Sorry. No.
Well, post would be after the apocalypse.
This feels like we're all like hunkering down. It could be both.
Okay.
I don't know if humanity will get to, this is maybe majorly optimistic, but I don't know if humanity will get to the place where like we're really turning against each other and like hurting each other to survive.
Yeah. We're coming together. From what I've seen, we're coming together right now.
Yeah. Hey.
It's pretty good.
Hey. You're fucking wrong. You're fucking wrong. People will beat the living shit out of Old Miss Winters at the grocery store for toilet paper. Right now. Right now. If Old Miss Winters gets the last roll of toilet paper, a large man will pummel her into the fucking ground. Nothing has even happened yet.
Brother,
I assure you.
I'm not talking about fights over TP at the gas station. I'm talking about marauders coming into your coming into your house to steal your booty.
Please look up the definition of marauders right now. Marauders.
We heard it on Doomsday Preppers. They're all about the marauders. And we looked up the definition here. Here's what it is.
Oh, it's a different
motherfucker. Fucking a person who attacks in search of booty.
Nice.
Like a pirate. A modern day pirate. But we got bouncing Bettys strapped all along the fence. So any marauders trying to get in here will be blown to pieces.
Smithereens. I'm probably the biggest marauder in this house, dude.
Oh yeah, you're always in search of that booty.
It's been easier to find than ever.
How's it been going? Like you've been cooped up with Lana, and I'm sure a lot of people are starting to hate their partners just like you guys.
Definitely don't hate her. Definitely don't hate her.
You just resent her.
No, I don't resent her at all. We are in drastic search of a balance, which I think it's the same search that a lot of other people are feeling right now at home. How do I balance my partner, with my workload, with my time that I want to be by myself. Lana out of this. This pandemic will be responsible for a uptick in divorce rate. Will it
also be responsible for an uptick in
babies? 100%. Both of those things. People are having more sex and more fights than ever, I'm sure. I mean, you put people in close.
They go hand in hand, by the way.
One follows the other. Usually.
But no, it's going good. I think this is a challenge for all of us. I mean, we're all in close quarters.
It's a challenge for me because I see you running around with Lana. I see Dave running around with Eve. Heck, I even see Blue coming over here for Vegan Andre sometimes. And for the first time in my life, I have no girlfriends. This is a little fuckboy of me. I got no roster, bro. Yeah. I have absolutely no roster, and I'm unwilling to look for a new girl who has COVID-19. I won't do it. I won't do it. I won't have sex with anyone right now. I'm on a dry spell. Tifu tweeted about this too. I don't think it's just me. We're all on a wave of abstinence. It's in my Instagram bio. That's how serious I am about it.
I mean, you're focused on the creation right now. That takes a lot of energy.
I prefer to be creating babies.
What do you though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. No.
We're gonna put the garage door down. There's a leaf blower right outside. It's pretty odd.
Who's blowing leaves at this hour?
Well, I mean, you were just talking about blowing other things, so I'm sure they got the idea from that.
That was a shitty joke.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck. Can't hit all of them.
You can't do it personally.
You spent beginning of the hike the other day, you spent a lot of time thinking about a tweet. How did that turn out the other day?
It was amazing. But yeah, maybe that joke kind of blows. You know, that last joke kind of blows a little bit.
I'll take that one. Okay.
Sex rates are down. Amongst young people, young people are having less sex. Yeah, I pull up the stats.
Overall, before Corona,
is it less random sex?
No,
it's got to be.
It's not
less one night stands for sure. Because like Alexandra Cooper from Call Her Daddy, she asked me this on her live. She's like, "Yo, what are you doing about it?" And I told her, I was like, "I am unwilling to be face to face with someone missionary, just sucking on their face, swallowing germs." From the proximity that I'm not comfortable with.
In the space of one generation, sex has gone from something that most high school students have experienced to something most haven't. People now in their early 20s are 2.5 times as likely to be abstinent as Gen Xers were at their time. 15% report having bad... Oh, 15% report having had no sex since they reached adulthood.
Dude, what?
About 60% of adults under age 35 now live without a spouse or partner.
It's the internet.
But you would think that like with the advent of dating apps, you got that Tinder, you got that Hinge, Raya, Bumble.
It says, of course, that does not mean they live without sex. More on that later, but we're not going to get to later. Sex amongst young people is down. And you are a perpetrator of that. And I'm not helping because I'm not young.
All right, get fucking people. Cut the shit. Start having sex. It's healthy.
Especially during this time. No, not really.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Pornhub sees 12% global visitor growth amid coronavirus lockdowns. Free premium offers. This is not a brand deal, but Pornhub, you will be receiving an invoice from Team Maverick. A lot of people just masturbating a lot. I find myself going to the bed with my dick in my hand often.
Searching and jerking.
I
wonder what the uptick just for my girlfriend's videos are as a result of a 12% global visitor.
Have you seen Amara? But like, how many people are? Have you skyrocketed? I'll check the stats later. But I mean,
Is
at number one. She do be staying at number one. Is it fucked up if I jerk off to your girlfriend?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tricky question that I haven't. No, I don't think so.
Because, to
be honest with you, I don't think so. I'm flattered by people, little kids.
But I'm your best friend.
That's the one part that's a little weird, but little kids hit me up all day in my DMs. They're like 12, 13. They're like, just jerked off to your girlfriend, loser. And every time I see it, I go, more views, more ad revenue. And by the way, I am flattered. I am flat. Thank you for telling me.
I'm talking about me.
That's that bugs me out a little bit. Okay. Also, because like you're jerking off to this girl that is number one on Pornhub, which and is, by the way, one room over. That's a little strange.
It's a fascinating dynamic. But also, mind you, wait. I'm just asking a question. Do you know that time in the car for the vlog? I told you this. No, that time was serious. But that was also the last time. You guys are still in the early stages of your relationship. Yeah. Like Lana, I'm just going to say this. Like, you were my go-to.
Wow.
You were. You're everyone's go-to. It's not in a weird way. Yes. Not in a weird fucking way. I just like, and I also said this like.
No, what do you think? They're just watching it and doing scientific fucking research?
Oh, she's so innocent.
You are the cause of much ejaculate.
Yeah.
But I stopped. I only asked like I just can't anymore because you're a friend now. And also, I've said this before, dude. Lana Rhodes and Amara are two different fucking people. That's Amara way sitting different. Over there.
Should I feel guilty for fucking up so many people's like go to? Situation like because I get those messages too every day from people show
Mike like you've humanized her
exactly and a lot of the people they message me as well and they say I can't do this anymore because I know how she is as a person like she is the most we just had a show with her so I don't want to go too fucking far it's also it's your show so you tell me when to stop but she's
that's
the most
enough
okay perfect
did you show Mike the nice. Beagle video
oh my god
because that's what he did.
So we've been watching a lot of shit content.
That's good. That's BBC Planet Earth. That's good.
Michael, you say something about
Michael
BBC
called this shit content.
Big black cocks.
Well, no. What were you watching?
Planet Earth.
Little Planet Earth popped up on my YouTube recommended. Love watching nature the way it works. And there's this stag beetle. There's a stag beetle that will fight males. He'll climb the tree to get to the female at the top. He'll fight all the males. And the way they win, because they have big, long pincers, is they get under the wings of the backside of the foe, and then they throw them off the tree. It's sick. They don't die, by the way, because beetles have a weird, like, bouncy tendency. But he yosses them off the tree, and the throws are always insane, like suplexes them. And so he gets to the top of the tree, this little stag beetle. Champion, by the way. This is a real prize beetle. And he's trying to fuck his girl, bro. Like, he just got to do the girl. He beat all these dudes. Like, let me smash. And the girl's like, nah, like, you know, COVID-19 is going around. I don't want to be doing this. And then finally, he just kind of gets forcey, bro. Like, it's a little fucked up. The beetle gets a little rapey. And then he has sex with her. And then she's like, all right, fine, dude, just leave me alone. And so then he throws her off the tree. Like, with the rest of the beetles. So, like... Did you lock and load Lana and then throw her out of the tree?
In a lot of ways, yes. In a lot of ways, yes. I've yossed her.
But you always climb down to pick her back up, right?
Yeah, always. I've never had to do it. The girl is honestly the most loyal person I've ever met in my entire life. There's never been one point in my entire relationship with her where I've thought for a second that she was... I'm the only thing in the world that she fucking cares about. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even make fucking content anymore. She doesn't even do her OnlyFans because she's always running around the house chasing me. Tell him what she said when you asked her what she was doing when I was...
I caught her sitting by the stairs and I was like, hey, I've never seen her there before. I go, hey, Amara, what are you doing? And she says, I'm waiting for Mike to finish pooping. I said, all right, what are you going to do when he's done? She goes, I don't know, probably just stare at him. I said, that's it? You're just going to look at him? Check this out. Stag beetle throws girlfriend out of tree, dude. Look at that thing. Look at that thing just chasing that, trying to convince her that he's the one. Like, baby, let me hit. Baby, let me hit. Come here. Why are you running so fast? Slow down, baby. Slow down a little bit. Let me get inside that beetle pussy. finally, he gets his nut, bro.
Like so many dudes I've seen in LA.
This is happening right now at this exact moment. And then... He does the deed, picks her up, throws her off the fucking tree.
Holy Are you kidding shit? Me?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, they show the beetle hitting?
Because they don't die. They just bounce on the ground. Like,
it's like the reverse of the Black Widow. Because the Black Widow has sex with the guy and then kills him, right? Which, isn't that what the spider does?
Which I would recommend more human females do, dude. It's a real... It's a...
No, no.
It's a joke. Can I make jokes anymore?
Yeah.
No.
No? I got
jokes are canceled.
Is the stag beetle your favorite animal?
No, the mantis shrimp. Everyone knows.
Really?
Yeah, why?
I was just curious because you seemed so obsessed with it.
I just come across it. We found it fascinating. Yeah. Like, you know, there's all sorts of things going on.
Can't read. Has your reading been inhibited by the
A little virus? Bit. I feel like I've gotten more dumb. Maybe it's because I'm surrounded by you people.
Wait, hold on.
Chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit. No awkward conversation. No waiting in line at a pharmacy. Although, I wouldn't mind telling my doctor, like, yo, I'm trying to get my... Yeah. BlueChew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. You know the slogan. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. BlueChew.com, promo code Logan. We are still sober. For those of you who are wondering, we're in quarantine. We're still sober. Now we're really feeling the effects of how shitty this is. We opened the cupboard last night, and there are just hordes of booze just staring us in the face. The temptation, bro. Because I know you people at home are getting absolutely fucking
slammed,
plastered. Whether it's weed, psychedelics, alcohol, it's the only thing to do. I've come to the conclusion that the only real thing to do is get fucking fucked up. But we can't because we're sober.
I'm almost three months deep now. Not a sip of fucking alcohol. I told you months ago that I was going to go this entire year, 2020, without a sip of booze. Mm-hmm. I'm on March, it's March 23rd, and I haven't had one fucking sip of alcohol this whole year. Even though some fucking, forget it.
How you feeling?
Some chick tried to say otherwise, but that was a lie. I feel good, but to be honest with you, there are some days where I'm just like, I wish I could just have a sip, just hang out with my boys, just like chill out, you know?
So you took the vow of sobriety, just like us.
It wasn't a vow.
Well, was it though? Because
it's never a vow. Here's
the deal. You have all your weird rules that include every other place other than your house, essentially, where you just get absolutely annihilated.
My rules are this. I'm sober in 2020 minus the ranch, Coachella. It got canceled, obviously, so I'm screwed there. Maybe in October. And vacation. Okay.
But for the first month of the year, all it was vacation. So you were drinking a lot.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was only Miami. Until Miami, when was I drinking?
Not until Miami, but then we went to New York.
You said the first month of the year, dude. You said. You're talking about January? Yeah, sure.
Again, trying to dodge around the topic.
What
right
do you
here.
Mean?
He was
I drinking. Listened he was to your words.
Yeah, you drank quite a bit. Anyway.
And vacation, like I said. Vacation.
And then New York. What happened in New York?
I see what you're doing here. You're trying to make this a me thing. This is a you thing.
It is.
Because you did take the vow, Mac.
I was
you
not took a vow. It.
Find the clip. And now you're getting wasted every night.
All right. I'll have to defend it. That's not even close to true.
That's definitely not even close to true. I found is that when I don't like enjoy the simple pleasures of life, enjoying one simple drink in my day or in my week one time, that I kind of turn into a person that's like not having any fun at all. And I just become a shitty person. I'm not fun to be around. And I don't like to, like, I'm just pissed off for whatever reason.
She need to drink to
No, I have one drink and I'm like, wow, that is like a simple pleasure. I have rewarded myself for the hard work that I've done over the week.
I feel
and I'm like,
this.
Wow, this is great. I'm so glad that I did that for myself.
I can support him on this. There are people that wanna, you know, kick back, relax, and they, you know, they work hard and they deserve that simple pleasure of one drink. And Mac does keep it to one drink. It in no way affects his life. One of the reasons I chose this was one, because it makes me a better spokesperson for recovery and for people to go and search for a meaning in their life after crawling out of that pit of hell of depression and you know, drug abuse or whatever they're coming from. But also just because I found it works for me. I like people to do what works for them. For Mac, it works to work his ass off all week, enjoy a beer, kick back, relax. He also enjoys quite a bit of marijuana. Am I able to say that? Mac, just
bro,
fucking
an
just own
with
it. You're
5-inch
come
beard.
On.
Yeah.
You're high right now.
That's not true.
I lied.
You lied.
But I didn't lie about you taking a beer on our nice outdoor hike the other day.
That was great. Was amazing. That was
he great. Pulled it out of his ass.
It was in my pocket, but it was nice. Anyway, Logan's trying to make this a negative from me. I found that having one drink is all that I need. Just have a fun time.
I commend your ability to really just have one drink. Mm-hmm. You have a very commendable amount of self-control that I wish I had, because I part of the reason I set the rules is because I don't do just one drink.
Mm-hmm.
I obliterate myself in my brain. It's horrible, but it's the lifestyle is working really well for me now. Like you said, content output is way high. Uh-huh. The only issue is, you know, 8 p.m. comes around and I'm kind of looking around like, what do I do? I can't watch movies now because there's no car. There's no like atmosphere here for chilling.
Yeah.
And I really do wish I could kick one back. Maybe just one or two, or, you know, it's 10.
So my question is this, and I've asked you about this before, like, what is preventing you from kind of rearranging the thoughts that you've had about this? I understand that you made some sort of vow or some sort of agreement with yourself that you weren't going to drink in LA, but at what point do you kind of dissolve the strange rules that you've made when the times are totally changing?
Yeah.
The world is a different place than it was literally 1 month ago.
Yeah.
And sometimes things have to change. We understand that. We get that you have to rearrange your environment in order for it to be successful.
It's
and
a
positive
great. It's a
you.
Great question. I almost broke the other night. Mm-hmm. I almost fucking broke. We were in the studio and I was watching you just like you were either talking about it or sipping on like whiskey or something, mm-hmm. and I was like, man, now more than ever is like the time where I could probably use like a little stress reliever.
Yeah,
and I did it. I don't know why, bro. I thought about that vow to myself. I thought about like why I'm successful and why I a lot of the things I do work. And it's because I have like a set of rules and a lifestyle that I just stick to no matter what. And this is one of those things. Like this, I just can't. It was a promise to myself. Mm-hmm. And if I break this one, who knows what other promises to myself I'm going to break in the future. It's a very personal character thing that I need to uphold. I N-E-E-D need to uphold. I think it says a lot about me if I snap, and it'll show weakness.
You're also already addicted to something else.
Fuck.
TikTok.
God damn it. It ain't good, Mike.
It's all you do.
Not 2 months ago. Not 2 months ago, I was expressing my disdain and disapproval of this app we know as TikTok. And now I can't stop.
It's been hard to watch. You have been swallowed. Yeah, you have been swallowed whole by a machine coined by the Addison Rays and Charlie D'Amelio's of the world. And you are now just a lip syncing fuck ass.
Hold on a second. All right, I'm not lip syncing. I'm doing my best to make quality content. All right.
You've changed.
And the worst,
man.
Bro, it's so fucking easy. It's so easy. You spend 5 minutes making a video and millions of people see it. It's so, there's no challenge to it. You just remake an idea that you saw. Anyone can get famous on TikTok. So why not invest slightly in it a little bit? I'm doing nothing. Like, bro, I look around and I see a kiddie pool and blow up inflatables that I had in my garage. What am I doing?
Here's the thing.
I want to allocate my time at least doing something for my career, if you want to call it that.
You've talked about making promises to yourself, and as a matter of fact, you've become the exact thing that you set out to destroy.
I didn't see God to destroy TikTok. I always admired and envied the kids coming up on it. I just said you gotta be prepared to diversify. Cause then you'll be this thumbnail and title of a Cody Ko video. And no one wants that, bro. We've been there.
You said you're not lip syncing. At what point are you just syncing?
I mean,
at what point are you just syncing? I come out of my room every day. You're dancing on the stairs. You're throwing Evan around, doing handstands. I mean, at what point is it just 2015 Logan Paul all over again? What are you going to do? Splits on the China wall, the wall, the great wall, the great wall, the great wall.
That was a good kid. He was a good kid. All he wanted to do was make little comedy bits. He didn't care. He didn't care about all the tumultuous times, the negativity, the stress, the worry, the famine, the poverty, the war, the hunger going on in the world. All he cared about was making people happy. He was a good kid, and he's coming back.
You're a voice of the fucking people. Act like it. Fucking act like it.
I'm not a voice of the people.
You know what?
I have a voice.
I see it.
From the people.
I see it. Right now. I knew we were one step away because you did the, I just hit the switch. Flip, flip.
That video went crazy
viral. I know it fucking did, but I know you are one TikTok away from changing your clothes with an X over your chest. I fucking know it.
I will do it.
I know you will.
Like this.
And that is, I used to be so beautiful. Now look at me. I know it. I know it's fucking coming, dude. And when that day happens, I'll know that I've lost my friend.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. It won't happen, man. I don't think. I don't know anymore.
I think you got to find a way to give yourself like an actual thing to attach yourself to. Because TikTok,
it's, I think it's, I'd rather find a way to give myself a blowjob because I could really use one of those.
The only good thing that's come out of TikTok has been Shy and Awkward Guy. That's it.
He's great.
He's great.
He's fucking.
He's my favorite thing.
We spent 30 minutes watching this dude on live yesterday. I highly suggest giving this man a follow
on Insta anywhere, or not TikTok. Anywhere. Yeah,
he just look at this guy. This fucking guy.
Fiesta potatoes from Taco Bell. Bacon jalapeno cheeseburger from Wendy's.
This is all he does. He says the name of the food he's about to eat and then he eats it.
Hold on, don't you fucking dare pigeonhole pigeonhole him.
Dunkin' Donuts, Shamrock Donut.
I love this guy.
Oh my god.
Irish soda bread.
One bite from each, huh?
I bet that was good.
Just a full taste test.
Oh.
Decaf coffee?
Decaf.
He goes,
decaf coffee?
Only in this day and age would that content work.
I don't know.
I think he's onto something.
Don't pigeonhole Lincoln. He's a stand-up comic.
I know. He's great.
Okay. Please. Put some respect on him.
Becca, not going to chase McCrum.
We went on his live last night. Once again, another person who was IG live. Shout out Lincoln. Another guy named by the name of DJ D Nice. I don't know if anybody out there watching saw this. Put on a DJ set. This is a thing that's also happening. People are putting on these global DJ sets from behind IG Live, keeping their social distance while people still enjoy the party. That is their DJ set. And he's spinning songs from the late 90s and early 2000s.
It was great.
Michelle Obama shows up. OBJ shows up. Wow. Drake shows up. Everybody goes to this party and they're all in the comments commenting. Complex posts it. Then we go over to it and we're commenting and we went to a virtual party. With DJ D Nice. By the way, cool. Picked up 400,000 followers in one day as a result of it.
We were on it for a bit. 20 minutes. I was high, so I was just dancing around the kitchen for 20 minutes. Just commenting every now and then. I was like, yo, if we leave, are we allowed to get back in? Like, it felt like a club. It was nice. Yeah. But some people aren't doing the digital party. Some people are still on the real thing. Y'all see this spring breakers who refuse to stop partying now have coronavirus.
No way.
Because they can't stop going to the beach. Look at this. This was on Tube Filter, but you have those people who are refusing to accept the validity of this disease. And
well, younger people are dying. It's not, I mean, we've had some 34-year-olds, 32-year-olds, 28-year-olds in this country that have died from it. So, I mean, don't be out there thinking you're invincible. It's you're not, because you're young, you're not.
That's the hardest part. Definitely, you know, listening to those in charge and accepting that you should probably just stay inside. Definitely a defiant one right here.
That's why it's, and we don't need leave the house normally, but now that I can't, for some reason, I feel like I need to. So maybe that's why I'm going like slightly insane. When you look at my eyes, like sure, they're like slightly crossed.
He's not.
But just slightly.
He's not leaving the house. We leave the house. We go in the car. Wanting to do something and doing it is, you know, I want to climb the Empire State Building.
I don't think you do.
Yeah, I do.
Think you, we went on that hike the other day, and you were struggling.
That's a hike. I want to climb with suction cups the side of the Empire State Building.
Like the gorilla.
No, you don't.
Okay, let me rephrase. I want to float down a lazy river right now.
Oh, you could do that. You could do that.
I hear their reasoning. I get it. You're young. This is the first time. This is the time of your life that you want to go on spring break. Nobody's going to tell you what to do. No one's going to tell you what to do, college kids. Unfortunately, in this scenario, people are telling you what to do. And you should fucking listen to them. Yeah. Don't fucking do. This is, like I said earlier, an unprecedented human event.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it went from like, oh, everyone's just overreacting, to now, I think these people may be underreacting and they're suffering the consequences because of it.
I think one thing you could definitely do with your big platform is encourage people to use this time where they're, you know, stuck inside to use the great tools that we all pretty much have, which is the internet, to learn new things, try new things, contact family.
Talking about like butt stuff? Or?
You know, just like ways to spend the time positively as opposed to like not doing anything and just sitting
in
your
ass. So butt stuff.
It could be one thing, I guess.
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. Gotta stop eating ass. Coronavirus is transmitted tenfold through the butthole.
Hypothetical question. You're quarantined in your house and you only have 3 movies you can watch. What are they?
On repeat?
Yep.
It's a great question. I'd probably do something. I'd probably do Interstellar would be on that list. Maybe a series of Christopher Nolan movies. I don't know.
You can only have 3.
Yeah, right.
Interstellar.
Yeah. Inception.
Count it.
Oh my God, classic.
Yeah.
What else?
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, great classic. Way to throw some.
I love that. I love that movie. There. Please watch Blazing Saddles and comment below what we should watch. Again, we're on a Sons of Anarchy.
Anarchy. You did 3 top 3 movies. I was looking up this stock market thing. Do you want the fact or should I not say?
Just give me the fact.
On January 19th, 2017, the day before Trump took office, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 19.8, and we're at 19.5 now. Okay. Sorry, did I say 18.5 was the stat? Whatever it is, we're now below when he took office, cool. So we've lost money. Top 3 movies. Mm-hmm. Love movies, obviously. Children of Men.
Yes.
Which is also post-apocalyptic.
Yep.
No Country for Old Men.
Great.
I'm seeing a theme here.
Men.
Yeah.
And Men in Tights. Robin Hood. No, I'm just kidding.
Men in Black.
No. You said Inception. That's one of them. But The Departed.
Great. It's a great film.
An all-star fucking cast.
I also have.
What do you got? Departed. The Departed.
I have a. What's his name? Matt Damon film as well. Good Will Hunting.
Oh, classic.
Easily. Anchorman.
Yes.
Oh, and then I want something that's like totally weird. I'm going to go with The Holy Mountain.
I was going to say that too.
You're sick.
Only because it's so weird.
It's so weird.
Watch that movie 100 times and come up with a different conclusion each time.
There's another one we should watch. It's called El Topo. I think you'd love it.
I don't know.
It's so weird.
These movies, they hit me a special way, man. I start to question most things.
Good.
I look at like the desk. I'm like, how is it like that? I look at my friends. I'm like, who made you the way you are?
The world. Every person I ever met has made me the person I am. But
yeah, that makes sense.
Clockwork Orange.
What are we doing now?
I mean,
I think we'll probably end this and then go make
more content. More TikToks. Mm-hmm. I'm shooting today.
Thank you guys for joining us this episode. And if you watched and sat all the way through with us, let us know what you thought. Let us know if you felt a bit of a different vibe, and don't let me urge you to say that, but like, let us know if you can feel it through the content or if we're doing a good job, because it is weird. It is a bit weird. Just like everything is moving a little different, and you know, if we have 3 more months of this, we'll get used to it as we wet our feet a little more and more. And I think that sound of someone being sawed in half is probably a good out. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Stay hate, stay safe, stay healthy, stay hate, stay hating.
Just get off the fucking show.
We're gonna be okay.
Stay inside.
No, I'm going to sit here for a little bit longer just because it's the only thing I can do.
I don't see why we can't, dude.
Fuck it, we're done.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.